Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. Chodesh Tov to everybody. Lilui Nishmas, and the Zeichu Nishmas of Miriam Freud, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaHashalem, and Hashem Asher Hav, and Aliyah, and the merit of our Torah learning. We should be Zeichu that it should be a month of Or, Me'afela. We should really go to light, the eternal, everlasting light, on the terrible, oppressive darkness of the Galus Halavai. So we are on page 141 of the second Sefer. I'll tell you, when I picked up to prepare today, I really picked up the Sefer and I thought, we're really close to the end.
Ooh.
We should live and be well.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're getting very close then. We're on page 141, okay? So let's start at the bottom of page 140, okay? Just so we don't start in the middle of a sentence. You must clarify for yourself why indeed you are not one of those people who don't care and why you do want to know about the Creator. Is the only reason because your father told you about this, perhaps? We did this last week. I'm just recapping the last two paragraphs so we don't start in the middle of, we don't know where we're up to. Or perhaps you're just afraid of Gehenna. Or you want Gan Eden, you want Schar, or you don't find satisfaction in this world. What moves you to want to go through this? There's a tremendous depth to the concept of Ratzon, and that's really what we're going to be focusing on today with a beautiful excerpt from Medrash Tanchuma regarding Avram Avinu. Excuse me, there's tremendous depth to the concept of Ratzon. Ratzon is a great desire. Yet even if you have not attained the awareness of why, it must be clear to you really want to clarify. Okay, that's what we did last week. There are many people who begin to get involved in all kinds of endeavors. They maintain interest for 2 weeks or a month or 2 months. Eventually they quit. This is something we ended with last week. And unfortunately we said how very true this is, that we have a desire to eat healthy and we have a desire to learn a new language and we have a desire to exercise and we have a desire to start, I don't know, a certain learning chabura. And we have a desire to do X and we have a desire to do Y. And we're good at it for a couple of weeks or maybe even we're good at it for a couple of months. And slowly, slowly we fall off the bandwagon and we never get back on it. It's human nature to start, all we start with grandiose, these grandiose ideas, and what happens? They don't last very long. And that is the famous Vart, well, I don't know if it's famous, but I've told it over before, that Pesach Kron tells over in the name of the Satmar Rebbe. The Pasuk says, actually I was just looking it over today with my daughter, was in the Kliyakar in Midbar, it's a Pasuk from Devarim, a very beautiful Pasuk from Perek Yud Aleph, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Do Reish Osa, Tamid Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana Va'ad Ach Rishana. So the Pasuk is very beautiful, and it says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that Hashem seeks out, God's eyes are always upon the land, Mereishis Hashana Va'ad Ach Rishana, from the beginning of the year to the end of year. Mereishis Hashana Va'ad Ach Rishana. So what should the Pasuk say? Mereishis Hashana Va'ad Ach Rishana or Mereishis Shana Ad Ach Rishana. The Pasuk has a Hei HaYedia in the beginning of the year and not by the end of the year. Listen again. Mereishis Hashana Ad Ach Rishana. It literally translates as from the beginning of the year to end of year. What happened to the second the? So in a homiletic interpretation, the Satmar Rebbe says, Mereishis Hashana V'ad Ach Rishana, this pasuk is always read at the time of Elul, in the time of the Yom Minorayim. People start the year with, this is going to be the year of change. It's going to be Hashana, the year of excellent tefillah, the year of excellent midos, the year of improvement. And then, slowly, you come to Cheshvan, the Yom Tovim over, you come to Kislev, and where are you? It's a Shana like every other Shana. It's a year like every other year. You have lost the impetus for change, the desire for growth. Quite simply, you have lost your Ratzon, which is why Subilfi Rabbi Pesach Kro notes in Nusach Sfard of Kedusha of Musaf, we say, Hein Ga'alti Aschem Acharis Kereshis. I will redeem you when your Acharis, your end, is like your beginning. How does that apply to here? When the end of the year is the year, like you pleasured the beginning of the year, that is when you'll merit redemption. What a beautiful var. So what happens? We start a task. We see it's not as easy as we thought. We quit. So that's why the Satmar Rebbe says in homiletic interpretation, that's exactly what the Pasuk says. Mereishis Hashana, this is the year, at Ach Rishana Lehav, Alfei Havdalos. Now we're coming up to the secular New Year, and they always have. There's talk about it in the secular publications, New Year's resolutions, the Alf Alfe of Dalos, and those are generally, how does a person stick with them? It's true of us also. It's a musr for us in our avodas Hashem. We have to make sure we stick with what we take. They started a task. It's not so easy. They quit. Why did they quit? Quite simply, my own sefer. I know it's not your sefer. Please don't put pen marks in it. But in my sefer, I underlined and circled the next words because their ratzon was not strong enough. You see, underlined, circled. What's the key? It's not that you can't do the exercise. It's not that you can't eat a salad every day for lunch. It's not that you can't listen to the Spanish CD so you could learn Spanish for dummies. You could. So what's wrong? You don't want to badly enough. If you wanted to, you could do it. What happens is the Yetzer Hara gets very strongly in the way. Tonight, my son made himself blintzes for supper. He makes chocolate sauce. He likes to plate his food, very fancy, gourmet. He's all 12 Kanainahar. He drizzles the sauce. It should look nice. So he made himself chocolate sauce with blintzes, and there was leftover chocolate sauce, so he wanted me to have taste the chocolate sauce. I did it so perfect, the right amount of chocolate chips, the right amount of milk. Please taste it. So after I tasted, I went to get an apple. Then I started eating the apple and the chocolate sauce. I said to him, don't worry, it's bedarch tzchok. He knows. I said, please don't be my Yetzer Hara. So he says, I'm not your Yetzer Hara. He says, it's a mitzvah. You're doing v'ahavta recha kamocha. I wanted you to taste it. You're making me happy, so it's a mitzvah eating the chocolate sauce. What happens? The Yetzer Hara gets in the way. He says, don't just taste the chocolate sauce. Now eat a whole apple, and every piece of apple you should have chocolate. I don't have to eat it. What happens? My ratzon's not strong enough. So this translates in a very real level into the spiritual realm as well. So let's just finish the paragraph, and then we're going to go to Medrash Tanchuma. They perhaps wanted to make money, thinking it would be easy, but when it became clear it requires more effort than they presumed, what happens? They simply gave up. Their level of ratzon did not have the power. Come sit here, because you're going to need to share a handout. Their level of ratzon did not have the power to impel them to progress in the face of such difficulties. So I found the beautiful Medrash Tanchuma. I seriously hope me and Esther are going to share. And it's one for two people. So Abigail, Nancy, and then pass. One for two people. Okay, we're going to share. You must take one for two people. I hope there's enough. There's enough for... Pass to the other side of the table also, please. Just pass me to the other side of the table. Hello? One for two people. I made nine. That's for 18 people. I figured that was enough. Does everyone have a sheet to look on?
If you need, you can like take a picture of it with your phone and then look at it on your phone.
Wait, there's more. Sarah's holding multiple copies. Who needs a copy? Okay, you see, Baruch Hashem, there's enough. There's even extra. Okay, so this is Medrash Tanchuma. I thought that this was a beautiful illustration by Avram Avinu. This shows how strong his ratzon was. This is what it means to have strong ratzon when you're faced with the Yetzer Hara. We're all faced with the Yetzer Hara, who tries to persuade us to not listen. There's an extra. Avigal, do you need one?
I'm okay.
Okay, so the first thing I gave you was my handwritten, because I didn't want to have to photocopy the whole page. So on the top, start by the hand. Okay, this is Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Vayera, Chaf Beis, Siman Chaf Beis, 22. We're going to go through it, and I'm going to translate it. Kadmo. You see on the top my handwriting? Okay. Kadmo, this is, by the way, Siman Chaf Beis is pretty lengthy. I picked the part, the excerpt that I want to go through with you specifically because it deals with this idea of overcoming the Yetzer Hara and really wanting. This is a beautiful example from the first of our patriarchs of what it means to want something, and when you want it, the Yetzer Hara cannot set up any obstacle for you. My handwriting on top. Kadmo hasatim b'derech. So you may know parts of this Medrash Tanchuma, by the way, outside. There's an extra sheet in the middle of the table. If somebody is lacking a paper, there's even an extra. Kadmo hasatim b'derech. The satan meets Avram on the way. He even precedes him on the way. Not even he meets him. Who's first? How eager is he? The satan's first. Kadmo. V'nidmelo kidmus zakein. So this Medrash is also going to teach us how cunning and crafty the satan, the Yetzer Hara, is. He has many different disguises. He's not always one way. He appears in different ways. First, he appears as what? We're going to translate everything. An old person, Amar lo, l'ana taholeich. So Avram meets an old person on the way. Where are you going? Amar lo, l'hit palal. You know where I'm going? I'm going to daven. Amar lo, umisha holeich lihitpalal, lama eish. You're going to daven, you have fire, umachalas, you have a knife, biyado, in your hand, ve'etzim al kisefo, and you have trees on your shoulder. Doesn't look like you're going to pray. You're holding fire for an ola offering. You're holding amachalas, which is a knife. You're holding trees, you're going to pray. Amar lo, Aram said, shema nishe yom o yomayim. You know, we might be held up on our trip a day or two. Ve'nishcha, we might have to shecht something, vinova, we might have to bake vinochal. So you know what this is all for? If I'm held up on my trip, it's provisions for the journey. If I'm held up, I thought you were starting to ask a question. If I'm held, I thought there's nothing to ask yet. If I'm held up, we're going to need a shecht, we're going to need a bake, we're going to need to eat amarlo. So the satan, who's dressed as a zakein, says, zakein, old man. Who's he talking to? Who's the old man?
Avram.
Lo sham hayisi kishamalcha kosh baruchu kachnas bincha. I have to tell you something, says the satan. I was there. I heard God say, take your son. An old man like you is going to go and you're going to lose your son who was given to you at 100 years. I heard Hashem tell you the command. I know where you're going. You're not going to Palal and you're not going to Ofet and you're not going to Achal. You're going to Shecht. I heard an old man like you. Lo shamata hamashal. Have you not heard the parable? Masha haya beado ibdo umivakesh macherim. What one has in his hand, when he loses, he wants it from other people. So what happened? The Ribbono Shel Olam had this neshama. He gave it to you. Now you're going to lose it. Now you're going to want another one. V'im tomer yelecha ben acher. If you say it's okay if I shecht him, I'm going to have another son. Tishma min hamastin uta abe deshama shetischayev alebadin. You know what the Satan says to him? You're listening to the Satan, who's telling you to lose this soul, and you're going to be chayev for murder. Do you understand what the Satan just said? The Satan said, you're listening to the Satan. And you're going to be chayiv. You're going to have to answer in the eternal world of truth. Why did you kill this person? You're going to be chayiv indeed. Amar lo, lo mastin haya, ala kosh baruch yisparachai. So Avram says, excuse me, it wasn't the Satan, it was the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, it was God himself. Lo eshma mimcha, I'm not listening to you. But look at how strong our ratzon has to be for every step, and the bigger the nisayon, the bigger ratzon we must have to keep the will of Hashem. Because the bigger the nisayon, the more confusion we have, the more lack of clarity we have, the more sadness we might feel. We have to persevere. So what did he do now? Halach me'alav. Is everyone with me? Or are you following with me? I don't know how to tell you where I am because I'm about. I don't know, almost halfway down in the first column. Halach me'alav. Should I count or do you know where I am?
We're good.
Okay. Halach me'alav. The satan leaves. What was he dressed as the first time? A zakein. V'nid meh, what does he come back as? Labachor. Now he's a young man. V'amar al yimino shel Yitzchak. Who does he go to now? Yitzchak. Amar lo l'ana taholeich. So who does he say to Yitzchak? Where are you going? Amar lo l'mel Torah. So Aaron says, I'm going to daven. Yitzchak says, I'm going to learn Torah. Omar lo b'chayacha o b'misascha. So the son says, oh, you're taka going to learn Torah. You're going to yeshiva shein ve'eva. I have a kasha for you. You're going in life or you're going in death. Amar lo v'chiyesh adam sheyelmor achar misa. Seriously, I know where you're going. Is it possible that there's a man who learns after his death? Amar lo aluv bar aluv. I gave you, if anyone could read my scribble, because I didn't know what it means, so I had to look it up. Wretched one, the son of a wretched one, says the Satan to Yitzchak. Kama ta'anios nis'anis imcha ad shelo noladata. V'hazakein hazah, hishtata, he became like full of shtus. V'hu olech lishchatcha. What does he say next? The first one didn't work. He said to Avram, you're not going to daven, you have all this equipment with you. I heard God give you the command. And furthermore, you're listening to the Satan. So Avram says, it wasn't the Satan, it was Ribbono Shel Olam. So then he says to Yitzchak, where are you going? So Yitzchak says, I'm going to learn Torah. He says, you're not going to learn Torah. Who ever heard of learning Torah after death? Now what ploy does he come with?
Your mother?
Your mother, you know how many fasts your poor mother had to fast, and this old man is filled with ruach shtus. Hishtata v'hu holech lishchatva. He's going to shecht you, your mother. First of all, it's a fascinating madrash to learn it inside. We learned about the raging river and the satan, but it's also beautiful to see it inside. But it's also so illustrative of whatever happens to the patriarchs, the forefathers, is a foreshadowing of what will happen to us. The satan appears to us in different disguises. The satan wants to convince us that Ratzon Hashem is Really, the satan. Maybe it's my yetzer hara. Sometimes we're confused. Sometimes we don't even know if something is Ratzon Hashem or if something is the satan himself. I'll give you just a small example. Tonight with the chocolate, two perspectives. I said to him, it was please, b'derech tzchok. I said to him, so I'm going to say to my kids, don't be my yetzer hara. And my son said, it's a mitzvah. Just a teeny example. Wait, is it a mitzvah? Is it the, sometimes there's different ways of looking at things and we lack clarity. We're not even sure. Look how strong your ratzon has to be. Why do people give up? Why is it meracious? Hashanah v'ad ach rishana. You take kabbalas upon yourself. You're going to be misake in this. You're going to be misake in that. You're going to be more patient. You're going to be kinder. You're going to do more chas. You're going to go to another shiur. You're going to say an extra kapitel of Tehillim. You're going to not listen online. You're not going to read such a magazine. Okay, it lasts for 2 weeks. I didn't read the magazine. Last a month, I didn't read the magazine. Ah, why did they quit? Because the task isn't as easy as they had thought. Because their ratzon was not strong enough. The level of ratzon does not have the power to empower them to progress in the face of such difficulties. This is a beautiful answer to the koach of each and every Jew. This is what we all face. First the satan appears like an old man, then the satan appears like a young man. First he appears to the father, then he appears to Yitzchak. First appears as chocolate, then he appears like something else. You don't even know, you're so confused. So what are you about to say? You throw in the towel, you pick up your hands, what do you say? You won. I give up. Why? It's not that I can't do it. I didn't have to eat chocolate with apple tonight. My ratzon wasn't strong enough. So I'll multiply that when we're really talking about an avera. Or when we're talking about a program of to be misaking ourselves. Rabbeinu Shvinkel from the Mir says the Yetzer Hara is basically a two-trick pony. He has two ploys. That's it. Your whole life, he says, you're so young. Don't take a program of improvement on your upon yourself now. You have plenty of time. You'll conquer that midah. You'll learn more Torah when you're older. And then one day, says Rav Finkel, nobody knows exactly when it happens. You go from being so young to being too old. Too old. Now you want to change when you're so old. You missed the boat. That's his whole ploy. First, you're too young. Don't waste your time in Avodas Hashem. Now you're so young. And then later, nobody knows when it happens. You're too old. Don't even bother. We have to have tremendous ratzon. So where am I up to? Amar. The last thing we said is Hazakin Hazah Hishtata Vuhu Holech Lishchatcha. Amar. Does everyone know where I'm up to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The ninth line from the bottom, because I took a little, went off a little tangent. Okay, ninth line from the bottom, third word in. Ladies, please tell me if you're with me. I need an excuse. Okay, good. Amar. Afal pikein, even if my mother fasted 100 fasts, lo e'evar al das yotzri va'al tzivui avi. I cannot be over. I cannot transgress. How do you translate? I cannot be over. I must listen to my creator, meaning God, and to the command of my father. Chazar v'amar lev, if he still doesn't give up. By the way, look how good he is. Look at the ratzon of who? The Satan slash Yitzhar Hara. If we could learn from him anything, it's how great his koach of perseverance is. Chazavar amar la'aviv avi re'ei ma omer lizeh. Father, you see what this one is saying to me? Amar lo. Al tashgiach alav. She'ein bo ela le'yaef lanu. What does that mean? Al tashgiach alav. A mashgiach is somebody who watches something. So what does Avram say to the Satan? Please leave my son alone. Leave him out of this. This is Akei Yitzchak, but it's the Nisayan of who? Avram Avinu. Don't get him involved. Al tashgiach alav. Don't be mashgiach. Don't supervise. Don't watch over him. She'ena bo ela liyaif elanu. What does he say? This Yetzer Hara only wants to make us weary. Yeah. He wants to make us tired. We're not listening to you. Now I want to stop for a minute and talk about this word for tired, because it's a beautiful var that I told over in my Parsha classes this week, actually. And in this week's Parsha, Vayavo Esav Min Hasada, Vehu Ayef. Esav comes home from the field, it's been a day of hunting, and what is he? Tired. Okay. And Vayomer, and he says to Yaakov, the first time it says who Ayef is commentary, it's narrative of the Torah. Esav spent a whole day hunting, he's tired. The second time it appears is the very next pasuk. Vayomer Esav al Yaakov halitaini na min ha'adom adom azeki Ayev anochi alkein karshmo Esav. Pour into me some of that red, red stuff because I am tired. Therefore, his name is Edom. Okay, different interpretations as to why his name is exactly Edom. But I want to talk about this word Ayev. So I remember reading the story a number of years ago. It's actually, you know, Nefesh B'Nefesh. I'll be looking into this. Did everyone see the wonderful, I don't know what she is in Minnesota, who is was it Minnesota? What is she? In the Senate? What is her?
I think she's in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, the House of Representatives. Okay, so we should all be looking into Nefesh B'Nefesh.
Wait, so what is this?
A Muslim woman who wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag.
Not only that, her tweet from a couple of years ago about how Israel is the devil or something and convinced all the Palestinians a certain way, free Palestine. She's a partial clear anti-Semite. Okay. So my point is, you know, Nefesh B'Nefesh puts out these little publications. So this is actually it came in the mail. So I was flipping through it. So it was in a Nefesh B'Nefesh little magazine pamphlet. So there was a story in there by former member of Knesset Dov Lipman. And he made Aliyah a number of years ago, but he said he had his aha moment when he realized this was the place to be. I'm coming back to Ayef. There's a reason I'm telling you this. So he said he was in the cab. And he said the cab driver was clearly not a dati person. His head was bare. He had tattoos. He had some earrings. And Dov Lipman sitting in the back of the cab. And the cab driver says, Ma shlomcha? How you doing? So he says, Ani ayef. I'm tired. So the cabbie said, you know, you shouldn't say Ani ayef. You should say, it's been a long day. I need to take a nap. Huh. Why should he not say I'm tired? Why should he say it's been a long day, I need to lay down, I need to take a nap? So the cab driver says, two times in the Torah, he writes this, it says the word, ayef, tired, and both times it's associated with rishus, with wickedness. So if you're tired, you should not use that word. So wow. Dov Lipman says, so I'm sitting in the back of this cab. This guy has no kippah, tattoos, and earrings, and he's giving me a dvar Torah on how I should speak based on the words in Chumash. But it's beautiful var. But what are two times? One is in Perachav Hey, at the end of Perachav Hey, in Parshas Toldos, Vayavo, Esav Min Hasada, Vahu Ayev, Halitain, Amin Adam Adam Azaki, Ayev Anochi. We're going to relate it to the Medrash in a second. What's the other time? It's also in a Perachav Hey, but it's in a different book. Baderach Betzeischa, Mimitzrayim, Ashar Karcha, Baderach, Vayizadne, Bechal, Kol, Nechshayim, Mecharecha, Va'ata, Ayev, Ve'yageh, V'lo, Yare, Elokim. Who's it associated with? It's in the context of Amalek. You were weary and tired. Rashi explains, Amalek was not God-fearing, and they attacked you. By the way, it's really both in relation to Esav. One second. Because Amalek is the son of Eliphaz. Eliphaz is in the son of Esav. So Esav is the grandfather of Amalek. So both times you have this word, Ayev, it's really in relation to Esav. Even though the second time is in context of Amalek's attack, Amalek is Esav. So both times it has to do with Esav. So what is the koach of Ayefut in Avodas Hashem? Exactly what we're learning. You lose the ratzon. You're just tired. And what happens when you're tired? You throw in the towel. Lama zeli b'chorav, anochi holeich lamus. That's exactly what Esav said. Why didn't he want the b'chor? He didn't want the spiritual rights. Until Chet HaEgel, the b'chor is the one who is supposed to serve, with the Avodas Hashem. Lama zeli b'chorav. What do I need this for? I want to hunt. I want to kill. I want to be with women. I was just learning more about Esav tonight. I have no interest in this. I don't need any kedusha. What is the koach of ayef, ayefu, tiredness in Avodas Hashem? We don't have ratzon anymore. We give up. It becomes too difficult. The satan's old. The satan's young. The satan talks to me. The satan talks to my son. He tries a million different tricks. You're not going to pray. You're not going to learn Torah. Look at this. That's exactly what he says to us. You shouldn't go learn Torah. You should not go to pray. So long. Do you know how your mother cried for you? So what do you finally say? I'm just tired. So I just give in. Who's tired? Who gave up? Who gave in? Esav. So said the cabbie to Rabbi Dov Lipman, don't say, I'm tired. Say, it's been a long day. I need to lay down. And that's exactly what Avram says here. She'enu bo ela liya'ef lanu. What is the whole ploy of the Yetzer Hara? That two-trick pony, says Rafinkel. What's the whole ploy of the Yetzer Hara? First, you're too young. You have all the time in the world to take Kabbalah upon yourself. Now you need to go to Shir. Now you're so busy raising your children. Now you need to daven extra. Now you have to cook for Shabbos. When you're older and it's empty nest, you'll have time. Then it's empty nest. Then what does he say? Now you're so old. Why bother? Anochi holeich lamus. Lama zeli b'chora. I don't need any kedusha. I'm going to die in a few years anyway. What is his whole ploy? Halitain, you know, just pour it into me. Give me instant gratification. I can't wait. I have no patience. Ki ayef anochi. I'm just tired. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the brachos that we say.
In the morning, beautiful. Exactly. So I'll just tell you something very interesting. By ya'if, we actually put the yud first. How do we overcome the ayef, the ayin, by putting yud of Hashem first? Mm. If you switch it around and put the yud, the awareness of the Ribon Sha'olam, before the tiredness, you will find the koach. And that's why Hanosein la ya'if koach, he gives koach to he who realizes God in his life, precedes the tiredness in life.
Where did the cabbie incident take place? Was it in Israel?
Say it again.
It took place in Israel.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, there's another instance. The Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara had a favorite sentence, this is what it would be. I don't, and this is generic, global. I don't have time. Who has time? And here's where I've heard this one specifically, because I don't even talk about it with other people anymore. People, I don't have time to exercise. I've heard that from people. Yeah, go away. I used to try to argue with people. I don't argue on Facebook. I don't argue in person. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to change them.
Sorry. 1 second. So I think the last thing that you just said, I'm not going to change them, so I don't even try. I actually have a source of Rav Shem Shem Pinkus prepared on exactly what you just said. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight, but I do want to add something interesting. I added Ha'ara, what Nancy just said. Oh my gosh, it's the next words. When you were talking and you said we don't have time, it made me think of something vis-a-vis the Akedah that could relate to what you just said, and I see it right here. Vayihi b'yom hashlishi. And it was on the third day. Vayisa Aina, Vayar Samaka Merchuk. Why does the Torah need to tell us it was on the third day? And he finally got to the site for the binding of Isaac, that he sees the Har Maria. Why can't it just be? He picks up and he walks and he's there. Hashem Kafsalo Aderch. In last week's parasha, Hashem made Kvitzas Aderch Kafsalo Haaretz. Hashem made Kvitzas Haaretz. He made Eliezer's journey very short. So Hashem could have made Avram Vina's journey very short. So maybe that's what part of the added element here of conquering the Yetzer. Vayihi Bayam Hashlishi. You're not going to be successful maybe on the first day. I shouldn't say that. You will be successful, let's say. The HR is not going to give up after the first day. And he's not going to give up on the second day. And he's not going to give up after the first hour or the second hour or the first month or the second month. You have to keep going. You can say, I don't have time. Avram had plenty of time. He had nothing else to do in the world right now except do Ratzon Hashem. One day after another, he is walking. Let's go on. So that's on the Ya'if Lanu. Miyad, fourth line from the bottom of the first column. Fourth line from the bottom, first column. Miyad, Vayomer Yitzchak. Vayom Hashlishi, V'chime Achar, Shehaderch Krova, Lamanit Akev, Shloshes Yamim. So Nancy just gave us one reason. The Medrash now says, this Medrash Tanchuma, that it's such a close distance. Why was he held back until the third day? So one thing we said, perhaps we learned from here, is to never say, I don't have time. You have as long as it needs to do Avodas Hashem. You know, they say if you need to get something done, ask a busy person to do it. Somehow a busy person always has time. Okay. Kevan Shara'a Shalo Kiblu Mimenu, Halach V'Naslef Ne'em Nahar Gadol. Look at this Yetzer Hara. Look at the Satan. Look how persistent, I can think of no other word, he is. He does not give up. So he didn't make any headway with them. So what did he do? Now what does he make? Nahar Gadol.
He made a very big river.
A big river. You're never going to be able to cross the river. Miyad. Just like Nachshon ben Aminadav, after him, Yarad Avram, Betoch HaMayim, Avram, Kafat Nachshon ben Aminadav, Yarad Liyam Techila. Avram gets up and he goes into the water. Miyad, immediately, he jumps into the river. V'higiu ad Birkav. So where's the water up to? What's Birkayim? His knees. Amar lina arav bo achara. He says to his lads, come after me, Yardu acharav. They went after him. Kevin Shigiu. By the way, who were the arav who were with him? Eliezer and Yishmael. Okay. Kevan shigiu ad chatzi hanar. He managed to cross half the river. Higiu hamayim ad savaro. Where's the water up to? His neck. By the way, the Gemara says, I believe it's Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says the same thing about Nachshon ben Aminadab. It's getting higher and higher and higher. Nachshon ben Aminadab, if you look there on that Amar of the Gemara, he's saying Tehillim. So let's see what Avram says. So Nachshon ben Aminadab is davening. I know that's many generations, Doros later. So Avram, what does he do? Avram basically, Bekitzer Davins, but also Sha'al Tala Avram Einav L'Shambayim, Amar L'Fanav. At that moment, Avram looks heavenward. Listen, God, I have Ratzon like you never saw. Since my separations, there's been no one like me. As a Baal Gaiva, you're going to see what he says. I want to do your Ratzon. I'm not giving up. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan, keeps appearing with new tricks, new ploys, new disguises, new costumes, new arguments. I'm still here. He tries to make me a Yaif, but I am Yaif. I put the Yud first. I have the Kolach. I'm drowning, God. I'm drowning in my Nisyonos. Do you never feel like you're drowning in Nisyonos? My Reishis Hashanah Var Ach, Rishan, I'm drowning. Hashem, I don't know what you want from me. You never looked up to heaven and you say, Hashem, I don't know what you want from me. What do you want from me? I'm trying so hard. One roadblock after another. One pitfall after another. One stop sign after another. Ribon Shel Olam, did you create the world or you didn't create the world? V'chartani, you chose me. V'hori Sani, Mora, Hora'a, Torah, you taught me. V'niglesoli, you appeared to me. I was 75. I'm living in Haran, and you come to me. Lechem, me'artzchem, wadchem, besavicha, artzah sharak. I'm 75 years old, and you come and you say, go. You appear to me. But amartel, you spoke to me. Ani yachid v'ata yachid. I am alone. Avram was known as Avram ha'ivri. Shabbat me'ivra hanar. What kind of comment is that, says Rashi, by the word of the four kings and five kings? Vayavo apali, vayagi the Avram he'ivri kinishba achiv. The fugitive comes, maybe it's Og, according to Drash, not maybe, I shouldn't say that, I meant according to Drash, not according to Pshat, it doesn't matter for now, for purposes of this class. And he tells the Avram the ivri. By the way, the word Hebrew comes from ivri. We're called two things, Yehudim, Jew, comes from Yehuda, whole shir in and of itself. And then Hebrew comes from Ivri. Hebrew, think of the shorish of Ibu, of Ivri, Iber. It's Hebrew. Why is Avram, it's from Avram Ivri. Why is he called Avram Ivri? So the Medrash says he's on one side of the world and the whole world is on the other side hishkafically. Ani yachid, I'm alone in my hishkafa. Ata yachid, and you're alone. Obviously. Al yadcha yivada shmi ba'olami. You came to me and you said to me, I'm alone in the world. You're alone in the world. Through you, my name will be known to the whole world. Didn't you tell me to shech my son, la'ola, as an ola offering? I didn't hold back. What do you think I'm doing now? I'm doing what you want. First he's an old man, then he's a young man. Then he talks to me, then he talks to Yitzchak. Now there's a river, now I'm drowning. I'm doing your mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah ein nezikin. I thought there's a principle that he was involved in a mitzvah should not be harmed. What are you doing to me? By the way, it's almost exactly, if you look in the Gemara there, Sanhedrin 37a, it's almost exactly what Nachshon Ben Aminadav says. The water's up to my soul. What does Avram say? In a minute, I'm going to be drowned. I'm going, I'm plotting, I have time, I cleared my whole calendar. I have nothing to do this week except shech my son. I'm drowning. I don't know what you want from me. Imanio Yitzchak b'ni toveya miyikaye ma'amarcha. If I drown, and if Yitzchak drowns, or if I drown, or if Yitzchak drowns, who will uphold your word? You need both of us. We can't drown. I'm doing the shachting, and he's going to be the akeda. Amiyit yached shimcha. Who will bring your oneness to this world? Oh, Amar lo akash. Look at the ratzon of Avraham Avinu. Why am I bringing it to you, Dafka, at this point in the Sefer? Look at the ratzon of an Avram Avinu. Think of our ratzon, Nebuch, Hashem Yirachim Alai. Hashem Yirachim Alai. What am I going to say in the old Ma'emes? Think of my ratzon. It's possible to not check your phone every 5 minutes. It's really possible. It's possible. Oh, I do. So my ratzon's not strong enough. I put it in my purse. I say, I'm not checking until Shari. So tonight, I needed to see if my son's Rabbi actually texted. So I said to my daughter, could you check if the Rabbi texted? And I need to find something else. So what should I do? So she told me if the Rabbi texted. It's possible to not check your phone every 5 minutes. What's wrong? There's no one holding a gun to my hand. The Satan, a little bit's holding a gun to my hand. I don't want to. You know when you'll have the Geula? Oy, are we waiting for the Geula? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Melech HaMashiach in the marketplace. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Melech HaMashiach, when are you coming? Melech HaMashiach said, Hayom, today. Hayom? I should go tell everybody, Mashiach's coming, Hayom. Hayom im bekolo tishmu, said Melech HaMashiach. Yeah, I'm coming today, if you listen to Hashem's voice. It's possible not to check your phone every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. You can put it away. So Taka, what's the problem? My ratzon's not strong enough. So Avraham Avinu says, Hashem, what do you want from me? I'm doing everything. I'm osek in a mitzvah. Shluchay mitzvah ain't a nezikin. Osek ba mitzvah, pater ba mitzvah. I don't have to do anything else now except your ratzon. I'm about to drown. I don't know what you want from me, but omayim and nefesh. B'chol yom v'yom, yitzvah sh'adam iskaber Allah, v'imali sh'akosh baruch hu, ozo eino yachol. The Gemara tells us that each and every day, this is, they had michal hearts in mind when they wrote this. B'chol yom v'yom, yitzvah sh'adam iskaber Allah, each and every day, the yitzvah hara is mitkaber. What does it mean? How do you translate mitkaber, miskaber? He overcomes him. He's stronger than him. He tries to conquer him. He's a warrior. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam would not help us, we will be totally lost. So that's exactly what Avram says here to Hashem. I'm going to take your comment after. Halfway down through the second column. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayacha. That's an oath. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chayacha, Kaviacha, it's as if God is taking an oath. I swear by your life, it means I promise, Sha'al Yadcha Yityached Shmi Ba'olam. Avram, you won. You won. And perhaps that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Malach Hashem says, Ata yadati ki yarei Elokim ata v'lo chasechtas bin chasichicha mimeni. Only now I know you are Yirei Shemayim because you have proven yourself through every barrier, through every disguise, through every trick. You truly have Ratzon Hashem. That is a real Yirei Shemayim. As Rav Shem Sherfal Hirsch explains, actually it's in Devarim 25, by Amalek v'lo Yarei Elokim. Rav Shem Sherfal Hirsch explains, what does it mean to have Yirei Shemayim? Fear of God, it means to see God. You have to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Yirei Shemayim, to fear God is the same word as to see God. And sometimes I tell myself, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm trying very hard lately. You should not be an Ein Hara for me. I put my phone, I say, put it in the purse, I'm not taking it out. I don't need to check it. I'm not checking it for an hour. I'm not checking it for 2 hours. Enough. Put it away. By the way, I'm not talking about social networking. I'm not on social network. I'm talking about even communication. But sometimes it's, you know, the world we live in. So a couple months ago, I was out with the boys. It was Erev Yomim Tovim. I go into the store, Linnea, unless I'm buying something for my sister-in-laws or sisters-in-law, I don't check my phone. So I'm with the boys in the store, I don't check my phone. So I get to the car, which is connected to Bluetooth. And my daughter, she says, Mommy, I texted you 3 times. Can I do X, Y, and Z? She's trying to do something in the house and she can't reach me. So sometimes, Taco, we become so dependent on our devices that there's no other way to reach. It's a catch-22, but you have to know for yourself what avodah to do. So I'm really trying. I'm trying, Believe Nader, Hashem should help me. I mean, Believe, I know I am Believe Nader. Certain periods of time, just put it away. I don't want. It's very hard. 1 second. But you come to a certain point where you overcome that midah, where you come that yetzer hara. Not that he doesn't appear for a different inyan, but the gedolim speak about this. For example, Rav Moshe, it's famous that he overcame his anger. He said, you think I was like this my whole life? It's in his biography, I worked very hard to overcome this midah. Rav Salvechik says, similarly, I was a jealous person. I worked on myself. Now I'm not jealous anymore. What happens? It's not that magically you're not jealous anymore. It's not that magically you're not angry anymore. But the Ribbono Shel Olam sees how great your ratzon is. That you're really a Yirei Shemayim. We test you over and over and over. Not that the Yetzer Hara doesn't appear in a different disguise for a different Yisrael, but the Ribbono Shel Olam give you such the art of Dishmaya to conquer that specific inyan. Halavai, I should be so zocha. Chayacha shal yad chayityachit shmi ba'olam. Miyad ga'ar hakosh baruch hu es hama'ayan. Look at this. The river's overflowing. It's a spring. They're about to drown immediately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called back the water. V'yavash ha-nahar. It dried up. It's now a dry riverbed. Dried up riverbed. V'amdu b'yabasha. It stood on the banks. Ma'asa ha-satan. Look who's not finished. Who's not finished? The satan. Amar ma'asa ha-satan. What did the satan say? We have to finish his piece. Amar l'Avram, he's not finished. Could you imagine? I could imagine. He never goes away. One of the Hasidish rabbis woke up and it was dark. Thank God we changed the clocks. At 6:15, it's not dark anymore. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lo m'chasto. So he wakes up in the middle of the night and it's dark. So the Yetzer says to him, why are you operating to do avodas Hashem? It's dark. Go back to sleep. So the Hasidish rabbi, I don't remember who I read it about. The Hasidish rabbi says, if it's dark and it's so early, why are you already at work? Who's still here? Who's still here? The Satan. Amar la Avram ve'elai davar yigunav. It's a pasuk from Eov. I wrote the rest of the pasuk on the side, so you should see the full pasuk. Ve'ela davar yigunav. Now, a word was secretly brought to me. The end of the pasuk, if you could read my handwriting. Vatikach azni shametz menho. A whisper thereof. The word was brought to me. In other words, I heard a whisper. The Satan then quotes a pasuk from Yiv. Look at this. The Satan's a Tamar Chacham. He knows what the pasuk says in Yiv. And he says to Avram, I'm going to quote. You're going to learn Torah. You're going to daven. I have an answer for you. The word was brought to me. The word was stolen for me. Elai davar yigunav. The word was secretly brought to me. I.e., the word was stolen for me. End of the pasuk. It was a whisper. Kach shamati me'acharei ha-pargdor. I heard from behind the partition. Hasela ola ve'ein Yitzchak lola. Look at this. Now the Satan comes with a new tactic. What does he say to Avram? I heard. What does he say to Avram? I'm asking a question. What did I just read? Not me, the Medrash. He says the MS. He says to Avram, you know, I heard behind the heavenly curtain. I heard by the kisei ha-kavod. I have entrance over there. What did I hear them saying? Hasala ola ve'ein Yitzchak ola. I heard them saying that Yitzchak's not going to be the sacrifice. In fact, the ram is going to be a sacrifice. Amarlo, Avram answers, kach ansho shabadai. So is the punishment of a liar. So is the liar's fate. Shafilu omer emes ein shomimlo. You're like the boy who cried wolf. So many times, I can't believe you. When you finally say the truth, nobody listens. Miyad vayar es hamakom meirachok. He finally made it through the last test of the Satan. What was the last test of the Satan? The Satan says the truth, but Avram didn't hear from God, so Avram has to keep going. It doesn't matter if the Satan tells him the truth, because no one's going to believe him, because you're not the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was the reward? Finally, the promised land. Vayar. Why perhaps Meirachok in this context? Look how far the place was for him. Look how spiritually far the place was. Look what he had to overcome to finally reach the nekuda, the point, the makom of the mitzvah. How much the Satan, just check your phone. It might be very important. Taka was my daughter, Nebuch, it was Erev Yantav. She wanted to bake something. She can't get in touch with me. She wants to know where something is. Just check it. It might be very important. This time you have to answer. Doesn't matter if you took a Kabbalah not to check it for 2 hours. Just look. One more apple with one more piece of chocolate. I'm not saying it's a veir. It was delicious. I got to make a bracha rishon. I got to make a bracha achrona. But I didn't really need to be eating an apple and chocolate at that particular time. Obviously, multiply that by many ruchnis made my son happy. But maybe that's the Yetzer Hara trying to convince me that it was okay to eat the apple chocolate. But think of how many tricks he comes at us with. Now we can so beautifully understand this. Let's go back to the paragraph in our sefer, and then I'll take Nancy's comment. Let's go back. Now, you see how beautiful that is. There are many people. Now we could have such an appreciation for this paragraph on page 140. One paragraph we did. There are many people who begin to get involved in all kinds of endeavors. Maybe did much more than one paragraph. And they may maintain interest for 2 weeks or a month or 2 months or 1 day and 2 days. But by the third day, when the water's up to your soul, what do you say? Forget it. They started a task. Tachnas bincha sichidcha asher haftas yitzchak v'lecha aretz ha-moria aretz asher eka. So Avram wakes up early in the morning and he starts the task. And by the second day, somebody else would have said, I'm going home. It's not as easy as I thought. They quit. Why? Because their ratzon was not strong enough. Maybe you wanted to make money, it would be easy, but it becomes clear that anything in Avodas Hashem, whether it is tefillah, whether it is tikkun amidos, whether it is kavana with brachos, whether it is patience with young children, whether it's making time for a shir, whether it's saying more tehillim, anything in Avodas Hashem requires much more effort. Whatever you think the effort you need, you need more. You know, they say however long you think the contractor work is going to take, add 6 months. However much money you think it's going to be, add X 10,000 more of dollars. Whatever effort you think you need more. And because we're not prepared for that, what do so many people do? Simply give up. Their level of ratzon did not have the power. Ribono shel Olam, I'm drowning. You're one and I'm one and you came to me. And I am osek in your mitzvah. I'm trying so hard. What should I do? They don't have the power to progress in the face of such difficulties. I'm going to take your comment. I'm going to end with a Birkas Hajo. We're coming up to, we're entering, it's the last day of Chashon. 2 days, Rosh Chodesh tends to sometimes confuse us because we don't realize that we're not in the new month right away. We're in the old month. We still have time. What does it mean that we have 1 day of the old month? But why is it Rosh Chodesh? What should it be called? It shouldn't be called Rosh Chodesh. It could be called Sof Chodesh. Is this Rosh Chodesh? It's Sof Chodesh. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam telling you. You didn't manage the whole month to make your kabbalah, to make your tikkun. You fell off the bangla. You find it Shana, not Hashana. Pretend it's Rosh Chodesh. In 1 day, I give you the koach of a whole month. It is never too late for a yid to say, today is the beginning. You think it's the end? It's never the end. It's not the end. Pashut, today you checked your phone after every 10 minutes when you said you wouldn't. Tomorrow, it's not Sof Chodesh. Tomorrow, it is Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, you can start all over again. Such is the power of the last day, of the last day of the previous month, that we actually call it the beginning of the month. Because even if a yid knows he dropped the ball, you know when God knows, in a certain Indian, whatever it was. So what does Hashem say? I'm giving you a present. I'm erasing everything. It's like it's a new month. Then, of course, we go into the actual new month. And we're going into Kislev. And we're going into the month where Halavai should have the courage of the Maccabim. Micha mocha ba'elim Hashem Maccabi. There is no one like the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we can overcome the Yetzer Hara and the Satan and the Esav and the river and the old man and the young man and the two-trick pony and the impurity and the Tumah of Yavan and the Syrian Greeks, Halavai, we will be Zocha, that the flame that so beautifully burns within each one of us, and the flame, eternal flame of Knesset Yisrael. Altami Herald, what day are you coming? Said Yoshua ben Levi, Hayom. Hayom when? In Bekolo Tishma. No matter how many days we have to walk and how many rivers we have to cross, we should be Zocha to Siyata Deshmaya to cross them all. Yes.
Well, regarding the checking messages on the phone, you have to every week you have 25 hours where you don't, where you won't at all, and everything else, and you're off the grid as far as everything else is concerned.
You're right. Perhaps because it's automatic, we don't consider what a gift it is. You're right.
Oh, it's a gift.
You're right. Baruch Hashem. You should have a good Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov.
Yeah.